God of light, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God of all glory, Father of all comfort, the creator of the heavens and the earth, Almighty, plenteous in mercies, who can we compare you with? We bow before you today, O God of mercies, God of hope. We honor you. We thank you. We bless you. Thank you, Father, for your love. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We worship you. O Savior of all men, especially those who believe. You are the true God and eternal life. You sit at the right hand of the Father in majesty. Your name is holy. O bright and morning star, Rose of Sharon, fairest of 10,000s, the Ancient of Days. We bless and worship you, Lord Jesus. We worship in the beauty of holiness. Holy Spirit, sir, the resident member of the Godhead here on earth, the same Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead. The Lord is that Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We thank you for your help. Come and take absolute control. Come and glorify the Father. Glorify the name of Jesus. Come and teach us today. Bring your word forth with light, with glory, and with power. Holy Spirit, transform this place. Transform our hearts and lives. Let God be glorified. We worship you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Our Father, as we go into your word, we humble ourselves afresh before you. We need your help. We come under the covering of the apostolic and prophetic anointings of our fathers, and under the lordship and the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, the shepherd and bishop of our souls, that as we minister the word, you grant us the grace to minister your word with power, with accuracy, with clarity, the love and comfort of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, because a clear channel is created and maintained in the heavenlies, through which more than enough of the life and power flows. So the word of God will have a free course, and the word of God will be glorified. By the reason of the Spirit and the word, you will break yokes, you will heal bodies, you will meet needs, you dissolve doubts, solve riddles, empower our hearts and lives that will become more conformed to the image of Christ and blessed in your presence. Thank you, Father, because you do exceedingly and abundantly more than which you ask nor think, according to your power that is at work within us. And Father, we are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy against effectual delivery and receiving of the word. And so under the covering of our fathers in unity with my brethren, and under the authority of the lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come against every foul spirit of distraction, intimidation, offense, fear, mind wandering, offense, unbelief, and such like, including human spirits in alliance with the devil. All such contrary foul spirits, take authority over you. We cast you out, destroy your works, resist and bind you, and break your hold over our heart, bodies, and circumstances in Jesus' name. We lose the angels of God and seven spirits of God to go fulfill the air, enforce and execute prophets concerning our prayers in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because you answer our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we've prayed. Let's give the Lord a super hand clap. That's the super hand clap. A super hand clap. Hallelujah. We thank God for his presence. We thank God for the privilege to worship. God bless you, ministers. God's grace, unction, spirit of the house continue to be upon you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. You're welcome to Zion City Fellowship, Campus Outreach Arm of Scripture Pastor Christian Center, pastor by Pastor Luby Johnson and Mommy Sarah Johnson. Thank you for the honor for our parents. Let's clap for them. Let's appreciate them for their faithfulness, for their love. Praise the Lord. These are parents who provide and lay up for their children. We honor them. Praise the Lord. Today I'll be talking on a very important, simple worded topic. Very important. It's titled The Fear of the Lord. It's titled what? Fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is, let's hit that scripture. The fear of the Lord is, can that come on the screen? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. One of the things I will always credit that God used to help me navigate my youth years or young days as a boy, 6, 7, 8. One of the tools God used was I feared my mother. My mother didn't spare the rod. You just needed to tell me, well, if you see me misbehaving, I'll go and tell your mommy. I just straighten up. Praise the Lord. I just straighten up. I was the only boy for a while. I had two sisters. So home was not comfortable. Because you want to play boxing play. You now box your sister and she cries, then they beat you. So it wasn't better to be at home. Go to outside where you will box the boys and they will box you back and nobody will say anybody bullied anybody. Praise the Lord. David, have they accused you of bullying Sarah? Where you box and there will be nothing taken against you. So I used to always, but my mother will say, once I'm hearing the jingle of 7 o'clock news, just make sure you're in the house with clean feet. With clean feet. And definitely we've gone to play ball. We've removed the slippers. Been playing. So once it's, what's the time? 10 to 7. Look for somewhere. One water somewhere. Wash the leg and start to run home. Praise the Lord. But it kept us from trouble. Praise the Lord. Because there was a reverence and respect that they report you to your parents. And you know your parents will deal with you. Praise the Lord. You didn't want to get there. Amen. Because you didn't want to second guess whether they will beat you or not. You didn't want to second guess it. Praise the Lord. So, that's fear. Amen. It's the beginning of wisdom. Praise the Lord. It's not that, we are afraid. There is some fear in it. But, so let's look at it. The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. People, when they get to church, that's when they can't talk. People who talk well outside. Who talk well when women are playing football. But when they get to church, they keep quiet. No, it's not here. Praise the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. I don't want to stop there. And the knowledge of the Holy is under. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Because once, the fact that you didn't want to be beaten, praise the Lord, you kind of behave yourself. The fact that you didn't want to carry a stupid result home, you behave yourself. Praise the Lord. So, that's why I said, when I look back, one of the tools God used was the respect I had for my parents. It kept me. Made me want to do well in school. Because there's some result when you see it, you're already crying before you get home. Amen. You're already crying before you get home. It's the beginning. At the end, it makes you to adjust yourself. Praise the Lord. Okay. I think Proverbs 15. So, the fear of the Lord is what? It's the beginning of wisdom. Give me Proverbs 15, I think the last two verses. I didn't plan to say this, but Proverbs 15. Let me look for, it says, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. Here, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. I mean, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. So I didn't plan to. Yeah, I know Proverbs 15, yeah. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. Praise the Lord. It's good. See, the fear of the Lord is the beginning. You just want to behave yourself. Praise the Lord. But many times, that's the beginning. But it's not strong enough. Later, that fear comes with instruction. Amen. Wake up early. Do your prayers. Say your confession. Say it 4 times daily. Amen. It is the fear of God how you will be somebody who lives in the fear of God, that thing is going to come to pass by taking the instruction of wisdom. Praise the Lord. Or if you actually fear God, you will take the instruction of wisdom. Amen. My mother's instructions were clear. As I'm hearing the 7 o'clock jingles, I'm seeing you in there. Once I just call your name, you appear with clean feet. Praise the Lord. So that fear is not just an abstract that they obey. No, it just means once you obey that instruction, then you are okay. Amen. So you just stick to the side of the instruction. Amen. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. Amen. Move to Job 30 verse 30. Job 30 verse 30. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Didn't plan to say this, but it just came. Job 30, 30. Or Job 28, 28. 28, 28. Yes. And unto the man. And unto man. And unto man. Eka. And unto man. Is yet. Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. The fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. Amen. So when the fear of the Lord is so ingrained in you, you are always, the wisdom to do everything the way God will like it just comes. Amen. It just comes. Jesus is the wisdom of God. Amen. He just tells us that by the time we go in the fear of the Lord, a time comes, you are just like Jesus. As I hear, I judge. I do not do anything except I see what my Father. That's the fear. That's wisdom. Amen. Beginning of wisdom. Yes. Instruction of wisdom. It is wisdom. Amen. So if you are somebody who lives in the fear of God, you're just wise. Amen. You're just wise. Wisdom just always shows up in you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 1. Proverbs 1. I think 20, either 28 or 29. Let's look at two more scriptures. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. He's telling us now the opposite. He's talking of people who walk in their own ways. Praise the Lord. They walk in their own ways. And they get into trouble. You know, if you read Proverbs 1. And at the end, extreme cases, they end up denying God. But you see that in the world today. You see that in the world today. It started as simple. Is there really God? Well, they say there is God. Well, I'm not religious. Then came to, it's our right. Once we don't want once the pregnancy comes, we don't want it, we kill the baby. And in short, government now even says it's your right. That even when you are 15 and you are pregnant, you don't need to tell parents. Parental consent is not important. Just walk to the hospital, demand for it, and it will be given. It looks crazy, but it's so normal to some people. In the U.S. Congress, they could be debating that, do men give birth? Yes, men can get pregnant. Trans men can get pregnant. It looks normal to them that they're having a discussion. But these are people that are deluded. They did not choose the fear of the Lord. Praise the Lord. So gradually, they are intelligent people being deprived of wisdom. Intelligent, they are from Berkeley, Stanford, UCL. Intelligent people, but they are not wise. They are not wise. It's only a fool that goes on a path of self-destruct. For they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 25, verse 12. There's a benefit, and that's why the fear of the Lord is wisdom. Proverbs 25, verse 12. Oh, Psalms 25, verse 12. Psalms 25, verse 12. What man is he, or woman, that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. Praise the Lord. God is giving a blanket check. Who is that man that fears God? That same man, God will teach in the way that he, God, shall choose. Amen. You know what that means? You are settled. Praise the Lord. You are what? You are settled. There's no fear of God. The same Bible says when we say there's no fear of God in their eyes. That's why people do whatever they want to do. Christians, let's just do it. God will back us up. No, you don't fear God. Even if we commit the sin, we'll repent. And God will forgive us. You don't fear God. Praise the Lord. By the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Give me that scripture. Proverbs 6. By the fear of the Lord, men depart. Be with me today. Let's check that script. By the fear of the Lord, men depart. Is it there? By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. So you see men settled in evil. They don't fear God. They don't fear God. Need to exercise ourselves. We'll come to that. I remember I did something that may be difficult for you to relate to. But believe me, I think Sister Osas, you understand me. Sister Lalu, you understand. The phone we used to use 25 years ago was a dial phone. Not dial like this, but dial like this. O to come back. 8 to come back. O to come back. 2, come back. So, and when you finish the 8, 9 numbers, the phone will ring on the other side. Anywhere it is, Port Harcourt, Maiduguri. And then you will hear their voice. And when you finish, you close it. So many years ago, well, to describe such, it has to be many years ago. So, probably 30 years ago. The phone bill was high. Nitel then, the phone bill they were bringing monthly. Ah, so my dad said, where are you children calling? So he padlocked it. So you can't lift the receiver. You can't dial. You can't dial. So we can't phone. So when he comes back from work, you open it. And then you can call. So, but if somebody calls the house, you can pick the phone, but you can't dial. So that ability to go around has been locked on his path. So, yes, I know they will look at me funny. So a friend came to the house. He said, ah, please, can I make a call? I said, ah, no, they've locked it. He said, locked. There's nothing like that. So he took the receiver and just started doing, bah, 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 bah. And the phone rang the other side. And he spoke. I said, ah, how do you do? He said, just like this. 30 years ago. I was a Christian. So, pepe, pepe, ah, call. So one day, pepe, pepe, something just said, that is wrong. Ah, you either say you didn't hear it, or you hear it and you take redress. Praise the Lord. That's the fear of God. Amen. Ah. So I stopped. By the fear of God, men depart from evil. Men depart from evil. So the more you exercise yourself in the fear of God, and we'll talk about exercise very soon. The more you exercise yourself in the fear of God, you become very sensitive to the things of God. You become very sensitive to the things of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. And like we looked at that scripture in Job 20:28, you become like Christ. Say, the fear of God, that is wisdom. And Jesus is the wisdom of God. Amen. So, that's why the fear of God is important. Before I talk about how do we go about the fear of God, let's look at Hebrews 5:7. Hebrews 5:7. This is 5:1. 5:7. 5:7. This is 5:5. We in the days of his flesh. He's talking of Jesus, so when he was like us, in the days of his flesh. When he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death and was heard in that he feared. He feared God. I know we've been talking here about the importance of prayer, and prayer is important. Talking of joining us in prayers, good morning, Jesus. Prayer, good morning, Jesus, very important. Praying with travail, strong cries, it's in the Bible. It's very important. But to Jesus, all that would have mattered nothing if he didn't have the fear of God. Praise the Lord. So he offered up prayer, strong crying, and it could have just ended there. May prayer be an instrument that God answers you, not an instrument for exercise. Let me repeat that. May prayers be an instrument that God answers you, not an instrument for you just to do physical exercise. Amen. I listened to one man of God many, many years ago. It was in his book. I said, ah, when I read it, he said, some people pray prayers. Some people pray to God. I screamed. Ah! He said, some people pray prayers. Some people pray to God. Ah! I said, God, what's the difference? I don't want to. You know, people pray prayers. Some people pray to God. It's the fear of God. Amen. It's the fear of God. The fear of God. And we'll talk about some of those details about the fear of God. Amen. I can't get over that word. Some people pray prayers. Some people pray to God. Amen. As I say, may prayers be an avenue where you speak to God, not an avenue where you do physical exercise. Amen. Pray in faith. Pray in the fear of God. Pray believing. Amen. It's very important. Hallelujah. Pray in love. Very important. Okay. I want us to look at five aspects of the fear of God. I don't think we will finish it. But I want us to be practical. I want us to be what? Practical. I want us to be practical. How do we fear God? What I've done is to describe the fear of God, define it. Have I really defined it? Do you have pastor's definition of the fear of God upstairs? If you can give it to me, give us a definition of the fear of God. Okay. Now, if I can just summarize it, that... Okay, if you don't have definition, give me the confession. I choose to fear God. Or they can't access that too. Can you access the confession? I choose to fear God. Yes. I think if we camp here and take one or two, that's good enough for today. I choose to fear God. We are saying it all. You know, he talked about Proverbs 1, that they did not choose the fear of God. Praise the Lord. So it's something you choose. Amen. It's something you do what? Not just choose life partner. Oh, I don't know where that came from. But it's something to choose. If you choose fear of God, you choose the right life partner. Praise the Lord. I choose to fear God. So I humble myself by submitting to the will of God. Even when I don't feel like it, especially in prayer. When that's exercising the fear of God. You exercise yourself in fear of God. First, you choose it. Choose means it's by faith. Amen. It's by what? By faith. You confess. You believe in your heart. I choose to fear God. You will have what you say. Amen. Praise the Lord. The pastor told us that when they started the Christianity, they told them that Ken Hagin said, you can have what you say. So, new clothes, new jeans, new sneakers, new shirt, new perfume. So they used to confess that. And it was working. And God now told him, why don't you choose righteousness? Didn't the Bible say, seek ye first the kingdom of God? And he said, so that means you can have the kingdom of God. Because that's what he said, you should have first. And when he started preaching that, people left his church. This church. People left the church. By faith, I choose to fear God. Why are people looking at me when he preached that, people left the church? They left now. Are you going to leave? People left. Amen. Someone say what they said. People are in churches. Once you preach and people are a bit offended, you try to palliate them so that they don't go away and go. Jesus, when he preached one hard message, people went away. Those that remain say, Are you not going to go too? Praise the Lord. Because there's a time it comes. It's really a choice. Amen. For the truth. I choose to fear God. So I humble myself by submitting to the will of God, even when I don't feel like it, especially in prayer. That's why it's the fear of God. You don't feel like, but this is what God says you should do. I choose God's own. Because you fear God. Amen. 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 Now, knowing the certainty of his judgment and chastening if we disobey. So God will chasten. Praise the Lord. God will do what? It's the truth. And we all have to accept it. God will chasten. You obey God, fine. You're blessed. You will reap the rewards of obedience. Amen. Jesus, Paul, everybody, John, blessed, reward of obedience. But God chastens if we disobey. And we need to know that. Praise the Lord. We need to know that. So chastening if we disobey, and chastening has severities. The earlier we quickly obey, we lessen the severity of the chastening. And chastening comes from attacks and tribulation, sickness, weakness, and sometimes death. So we need to be very careful with the God we deal with. Praise the Lord. Particularly when you have grown to know Him very well. Amen. It's like a child now. A child doesn't really know the father. So when he does childish things, yeah, they will beat him, but when a fully grown up guy starts to, you know, one of these, I watched this Law and Order series, Chicago PD, Chicago Police Department, as this tough sergeant boss. He keeps all his men in order. But he's tough, and he's trained his people to be tough. So one day, one of his men confronted him. He felt maybe they should have done something, but he insisted they do. And the guy said, "Why you always?" The guy said, "Think very well before you go on this path." He was just trying to say, "You know me well enough that if you cross your line, you'll be dealt with. So before your ranting goes to action, think very well," because he felt you know better. If it's one new person that just came to the department and he's talking, he will just look at the person and say, "Well, this one doesn't know what we face here," and go. Hey, we got you. If you know God very well, that's why David was dealt with by God. He knew very well. How many people have taken other people's wife in society? Plenty. Plenty. But David, okay. And God told him clean, clear, "The sword will not depart from your house." Fear of God, oh. Praise the Lord. Let's fear God. He told his best friend. If you're looking for a human best friend, it's probably David. He told him, "The sword will not depart from your house." That's the certainty of God's chastening. Praise the Lord. Certainty of God's chastening. So, it's certain. Because now I was moving to security, God said, "Go back to that certainty. His judgments are sure." So we respect. Amen. We respect Him. Respect Him. Don't go and meddle your hand into something and you think, God will not do anything. God will forget. Particularly when you know better. And I trust God. He will tell you, don't do it. He will beg you. Praise the Lord. He told the Israelites, he said, "I used to sit with you late into the night and also wake up early in the morning with you. And yet, you did not return to me." So he'll be like, I told you enough. Hey, don't do this. 40 years, God judged them. They were God's people. Amen. They knew better. They are God's people. You didn't fear Him. Amen. May we fear God. Praise the Lord. May we fear God. And like Pastor said, God is a very nice person. Very, very nice. Amen. So we're not preaching. We should be shaking like this. A very nice person. The only balance of the coin, you know, when a coin has two sides. One side, God is a very nice person. The other side, He's not your mate. So once you balance the two together, you will know how to walk on that line in between the two. A very nice person. Nobody, that we cannot deny. Because that is who He is. Very nice. But the other side of the coin is nobody's mate. Nobody's mate. So if you are half asleep or you are drunk, uncle, those don't move near God and start saying rubbish in His presence or think you can put your two fingers into His eyes. You will meet Him. So enough said. So lovely God, certainty of His judgment and chastening if we disobey, and the security of His mercy. Eka, when we obey. Amen. Let's choose to obey. Amen. Let's choose to obey. And we'll always see God's mercies, God's peace. Amen. Always be delivered from trouble. Amen. When we obey God. So once you fear God, you have those kind of securities. He said, we read that scripture, Psalm 25, verse 12. Who is that man that feared the Lord? He shall God teach in the way that God shall choose. Makes you secure. Amen. So there's reward in fearing God. Praise the Lord. There's reward in fearing God. So how do we fear God? I think I need to start rounding it up. How? What are the practical steps after the definitions and the explanations and the stories? How do we do it? Praise the Lord. How do we do it? And we thank God. I mean, that's the heritage of the fathers that God has given us in this house. Their message is Bible-based with instruction of wisdom. Praise the Lord. The instruction of wisdom. That's the big heritage. How do we fear God? It's like, once you enter the door, they take your temperature check. Then they give you the sanitizer in your hand. Then you rinse your hand. Then you do like this. Then you kneel down. Baba. You fear God. No. Praise the Lord. But many times in religion, that's what we do. Praise the Lord. We're afraid. How do we fear God? Number one, the way to fear Him is to constantly acknowledge Him. Is to constantly what? Acknowledge Him. The person that you don't fear, you don't want him around you. Are you hearing me? Person you don't fear, you don't want him around you. Person you have no reverence and respect for, you don't want the person around you. Amen. The person that you don't want to start meddling in your own opinions, you don't want him around you. The person that you don't want to start directing you, you don't want him around you. But you want God around you. Praise the Lord. One way to exercise fear of God is to constantly acknowledge Him. Praise the Lord. Who is that man that feared God? Him shall God teach in the way that he shall choose. In all thy ways, acknowledge me and I will direct your path. It's the same. It's the same. Acknowledge God. Acknowledge God. And he will direct your path. Paths. Plenty. In all, acknowledge, and he will direct. So the fear of God starts by having him around you. Amen. Your life needs to be intruded into. Because everything that you have cocooned around yourself and fashioned as your life is vanity and a misery. You need God to breathe into that your plans. Amen. Or sometimes scatter it. That's why people don't like inviting God. That's why people don't like inviting God. And the truth be told, people like us, to the glory of God now, we lived our lives into the 50th decade. What are you planning? What is your life? Who are you? You better let God quickly intervene. What are you planning? But he actually said, man, who are you? You are a vapor. If God turns his back from you, you just appear and you go. Quickly put God into your plans. Amen. You shall quickly acknowledge God and then now know what your plans are. Amen. Praise the Lord. Many plans that we have is auto-destruct. Many of our plans is an auto-destruct. So if God comes in, I must say, such a nice person, he won't tell you to drop it. God doesn't like disturbing people too much. People don't know that. He will just be chipping it away little by little. Don't be chipping it away. Chipping it away. Or one day, we'll just show you a picture of the folly of your decision. Amen. That is a very nice person. Don't be turning. Or once a while, we'll just say, drop it. Uncle, but anytime go, no, no. Or you just ask God, what are you saying about this area? And you won't hear an answer. When you ask about something, you hear an answer. Perhaps say, we asked God and he didn't answer. I said, that's the answer. You just had the answer. He just tells you, don't even go there. Praise the Lord. Fear of God. Amen. Fear of God. Maybe you have asked God about a sister and you didn't hear any answer. I just read somebody's mail. You know yourself. Let's be real. Just calm down, no? Calm down. Calm. Don't open a door God did not open. Don't grab a bone that is not your bone. I'm just telling you. Fear God. Amen. Boys, I didn't hear amen, no? Uh-huh. Fear God. Fear God. That's why you will run from pastor, run from Pastor Laulu, run from me. Don't want to see anything. You just want to give us a wedding card on Thursday before Saturday. You better fear God. Amen. Fear God. God knows you better. Amen. When he's not giving you peace concerning something, you better calm down. Amen. Calm down. Who sustains marriage? Ah. So you better know where you are starting from. Praise the Lord. Know where you are starting from. Once you are struggling with your peace, you are calm down. This is forever. No. It's not worth it. And God, it's just if you have the fear of God, you will calm down. Amen. You will query this, your lack of peace. Amen. You will query it. So in all thy ways, acknowledge God, and he will direct your path. Number one and number two are actually similar. And I think I'll end with number two. I'll leave 3, 4, 5 to next week. God being with us. Number two is exercise. Let's exercise our hearts in honesty and humility. That's how to fear God. It's really tied to acknowledging him. Exercise your heart in honesty and humility. I'm not having peace concerning this thing. That's being honest. That's being honest. So God, what do you want me to do in this situation? That's being humble. You must first acknowledge that truth. Then you seek for help. That's honesty and humility. And God is always there to help. Amen. Many times we are stubborn. This person, my dear Pelue, they will know that they crossed my path. Many times we are stubborn. And God now says, let him go. I remember saying a story to someone. We are talking about nasty people. I mean, we have been practical. People that are really, they get on your nerves. Amen. And God knows they exist. Didn't you read somewhere in scripture? Say, as much as a light in you, live in peace with all men. There are some people, they will ruffle your feathers. So someone was asking me many years that, what do you do in such situation? And God said, you pray for them. Pray for them. And tough, nasty, fine. I'm not denying. behaving like an ostrich with his head in the sand. So you pray for them. You wish them well. Well, you are not very close to them. Because every time you are close, it's friction. So pray for them. You are nice to them. So I saw that. But God now added something. And I told that person. I said, but one thing you should know is that God shows up. So for example, one nasty person, your neighbor, very nasty to you. Well, you pray for him, you've kept your distance. And one day, he's doing naming ceremony of his son. Just had a son. God says, you and your wife, a cooler of fish with stew. Make it and then go and give it to them as your own country. Ah! That man! Uh-huh. You see, the boy just left his court and entered yours. Amen. The ball just, everything you've said about is nasty, the ball has left his court. It has come to your own. Praise the Lord. God tests everybody. I don't know your conclusion, if you are not ready to do that, whether he is nasty or you are nasty. So, let's keep our hearts open with God. Amen. Exercise yourself in honesty and humility of heart. You know what God just gave you by that instruction? It's just reminding you. What God just gave you is called a way of escape. It's called a what? If you now do that, the guy just breaks down. And he just come and, I know you are a child of God. I've always known that. You didn't engineer it. It's God. Praise the Lord. It's a way of escape. Yeah, nasty. People can do nasty. But God will always bring that way of escape. Remember when I go to, I choose to fear God. So I humble myself by doing the will of God. Even when I don't feel like it. Praise the Lord. That's a hypothetical scenario. But it happens in many times in many places. God just shows up and gives you a way of escape to solve a thorny issue. Exercise your heart constantly in honesty and humility of heart. Exercise your heart constantly in honesty and humility of heart. It's a proof that you fear God. Amen. It's a proof that you fear God. Okay. I'll just recap. Pastor Laulu will come and end in. Like I said, I have 5 points, but I'll keep the other three till next, because one may not be able to trash it out. Okay, we looked at scriptures about in the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of God is the instruction of wisdom. Then we looked at Job 28, verse 28. The fear of God, that is wisdom. It is the beginning of wisdom. It is the instruction of wisdom. It is wisdom. Amen. And that just talks about growth, spiritual growth, to the image of Christ. Jesus, the wisdom of God. Praise the Lord. And we looked at the scripture that some people went into darkness, delusion, like we are seeing in the Western world today. Trans this, trans that. A lot of crazy things. Getting married to their dog. And madness. But it looks like mainstream to them. And Bible was tracing such, it said, because they didn't choose the fear of God. Amen. And choose the fear of God. And once you don't have that thing, you lose light. You see many of them very intelligent, but deprived of wisdom. So you see a life of auto-destruct that many of them are taking. Who is the man that feared God? Psalm 25:12, we looked at that. Him shall God teach in the way he shall choose. So, those were the scriptures. He said, and one thing we looked at is not condoning a lifestyle of sin. Because that's what is popular in church today. If you sin, God will forgive you. So by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. But by the fear of God, men depart from evil. Praise the Lord. Once you exercise yourself in fear of God, then there's something you just know, this thing is against God. I'm not doing it. Amen. It's not a matter of, I'll do it then. I'll tell God, maybe God will forgive me. And we looked at the fact that there's always a chastening for every act of iniquity that we do. And it's certain. He said, thy judgments are sure. Amen. They are sure. And that's why we exercise ourselves in fear of God. So, we now came to those two practical ways that we fear God, by constantly acknowledging him so that he's around us. And then we can direct our path, then exercising our heart in honesty and humility of heart. The Lord will help us to fear him. Strengthen our hearts in Jesus' name. Let's give the Lord a super hand clap.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Prophet. Let's give God the glory. Let's give God a clap offering. You know that I'm going to close shortly. You know that this topic is not a topic that is very popular, you know, in Christendom or in the church. It's not something that people feel that is of interest. And the question I would like to ask is, would you imagine learning the alphabet without knowing A? Would you imagine learning the alphabet? What was the first alphabet? A. So when the Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, that means it is not anything. It's not something that you can escape or think that you can do without. So it is of a necessity mandatory. It's a mandatory course. But you know, many people skip it because it requires a lot of it requires responsibility. And these days, people don't really like any topic or title that has to do with responsibility. And you know, I have done this research in trying to look for books that talk about the fear of God. I can confidently tell you that there are very, 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 very few books on the fear of God. And you would wonder why that is happening. Because Satan knows that the fear of the Lord is critical for a Christian, is critical for you to grow, is critical for you to know God, is critical for you to succeed, is critical for you to excel and to prosper. He knows that it is a fundamental thing. Imagine not knowing A, not knowing the fundamentals, and you want to go into high school, you want to go into university. You have no clue about A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, up to Z. Do you think you'll be able to write your papers or your research? You can't go further. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The beginning. And you know, even Solomon said it. He said that, what is the conclusion of the matter? All this thing that we are doing, what is even the conclusion of the matter? It goes back to what? Fear God and keep his commandments. Micah said it. He said, this is what the Lord desires of you, that you fear him. You walk humbly before the Lord thy God. It's still the fear of God. Let me just share a few scriptures with you. And it's something that it's just an assignment that we need to meditate on. You see, when things are not popular, you need to be very careful that you yourself will not study it or master it or learn it. The fear of God is something you have to learn. The Bible says that the Lord just learned obedience by the things which he suffered. You have to learn the fear of God. You have to reprogram. The Bible says that he was heard in that he what? Feared. Isaiah 33:6, NIV. See, you have to learn to motivate yourself because we're in perilous times. And the Bible says that one of the things that are going to happen in the times of peril, in these perilous times, is that people are going to itch to themselves the kind of pastors that will give them what they want to hear. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when something is not naturally delightful or is not popular, you have to go and seek that thing. Especially topics like this, titles like this. You need to, I can recommend a few books because there are never many. First and foremost, Pastor has two articles on the fear of God. That when he started the website in the year 2000, that was the first topic. the first two articles that he has on the website. Another one is John Bunyan. That's a Puritan. These guys were 16th century, 17th century Puritans in America. That's one of the core critical fear of God that anybody can refer you to as well. And I think John Bevere also has a book on the fear of God. Very few people. Very, very few. Those are books that you can go and read. By the time you are done reading it, you understand what the fear of God is. You know that it's not about this soppy, soppy love that people preach. Do you understand what I'm saying? All that Prof has said is a summary of the fear of God. You need to go in depth because it is the fundamental, it is the beginning of wisdom. It is something we need to delight ourselves in. Do you understand what I'm saying? Everybody's quiet. Do you understand what I'm saying? You might say, oh, it's not a 21st century teaching. Forget it. Satan seeks to erode the appropriate and fundamental teachings that are core values and that will guarantee success and victory. And I'll show you, there are three things I just want to show you. Isaiah 33:6, NIV. Let's say it together. He will be the sure foundation of your times, your perilous times. The sure, Jesus is going to be the sure foundation of our times. He's an example. He's our Lord, you know. And then he says, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. The what? Is the what? To what? Let's say it here. The fear of the Lord is the what? Is the key to this treasure. You want wisdom for stability and sustainability. You want knowledge. You want understanding, spiritual and natural, that will guarantee stability in this end time. It is the fear of the Lord. He has given us. He said it is the key. It is the sure banker. It is the code to enter any other thing. That's theft. You won't get the sure thing. The fear of the Lord is the key to this what? Treasure. The Bible says, in him I hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So what was I looking for? Wisdom to succeed, to excel, to be head and not tail, above all, and not beneath, 10 times better than our peers. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. So what was I looking for? Wisdom to innovate. You look and you read books. You see people that are doing well. And you're wondering, how can I be like this? How can I grow? How can I to create, innovate? How can I be the best in my field? The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. You are hearing his revelation, understanding. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. That's why the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's not a cliche. It's the reality. Do you understand what I'm saying? Whether we're experiencing it yet or we're not experiencing it, the fear of the Lord is the ABC of Christianity. The fear of the Lord is the 1, 2, 3 of Christianity. You want to solve Pythagoras' theorem, you don't know 1, 2, 3. God is going to take you back, and that's what he's doing. It's taking us back because it is a revival that we need. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and it is the key to this treasure. Why was the Lord Jesus' prayers heard every day? The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. He was heard in that he what? Feared. Is that honest, humble, reverential attitude, respect for a person? Isaiah 11:3. The fear of the Lord is a spirit. It's an attitude. It's a spirit. It says, there shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse. A branch shall grow out of his roots. The spirit of the Lord will rest upon him. The spirit of wisdom and understanding. The spirit of counsel and might. The spirit of knowledge and of the fear of God. Now, this number three is one thing I want us to begin to meditate and confess for ourselves. Because to be honest, for the natural man, it is not a delight. The fear of the Lord is not a delight. That's why not many people talk about it and preach it. Whereas it is the ABC of Christianity. Don't think there is a problem. An enemy has done this. Imagine a teacher that does not tell you ABC 1, 2, 3, and all he comes to teach you is Pythagoras, Fibonacci sequence, coding Python. And you know, you see someone say, eh? He has done you evil. He has robbed you. So, it says, let's read number 3 and verse 3 together. And he will what? Give it to me in NKJV. Or we can even read this together. NKJV. He will delight. His delight is in what? The fear of God. Imagine all that thing that Prof has just taught us now. You delight in it. They will think you are crazy. Do you understand? You've not seen titles of conventions that are the fear of God. It doesn't seem attractive. But that's a very key to wisdom, innovation, creativity, sustainability, leadership. And I'm deliberately saying this because you see, many of us are, we are seeing the problems in our land, we are seeing the problems in our community, especially like leadership problems, and you don't know that the fear of Lord is the solution to that thing. Prayers are not being answered. You don't know that the fear of Lord is the lack that is causing the prayers not to be answered. And see what the Lord Jesus did. He had the servant spirit upon him, and then he delighted himself in the fear of God. The fear of Lord must be a delight. Pray it every day. God, let your fear be my delight. I choose to fear God. Let me delight in your fear. I delight in the fear of God. You need to be saying it to yourself. You need to be saying it about yourself. You need to be thinking it. You need to be desiring it. I want to fear you. I want to delight. The fear of God doesn't mean afraid of God. Oh. Don't mix it together. It means respect. It means reverence. It means honor. Do you understand what I'm saying? It means appreciate. I honor you. I respect you. You see an elder, you respect. It doesn't mean afraid. We're not talking about afraid. We're talking about respecting, revering, believing. When somebody tells you something, you believe the person, you honor the person. You're honest about it. You're humble before the person. That's what we mean by the fear of God. And it is something that we learn. It's something that we develop. It is something we exercise ourselves in. It's something that we grow in. It's something that we exercise ourselves in. When you want to build muscles and gym, you exercise. It's not overnight that your biceps and triceps come out. It is developed progressively. Are we together? But you must continue in it. So our delight must be in the fear of God. It must be a delight, and it's something that you must desire and pray. And then finally, just to encourage us, you see, especially about our nation, 2 Samuel 23:3. You want to be a leader, I won't say a leader of tomorrow, a leader of today, because a major problem we have in the nation is in the area of leadership. And as we are going into a new day and times are changing over our nation, and God by his mercy is configuring and reconfiguring the heavenlies over our nation and beginning to raise new crop of leaders, a core thing that will make you, because a hypocrite will not lead us in this land again in Jesus' name. And you see, a core thing that will set you apart and will set you on that path of leadership is the fear of God. The God of Israel said, the rock of Israel spoke to me. He who rules over men must be what? Finish it. Ruling in the fear of God. The requirement and expectation of a good and a great leader. We are not saying that, okay, maybe we'll just take it, sha. The requirement and expectation of a good leader, of a great leader, is to be just and rule in the fear of God. Give it to us in NIV. Is to be just and to rule in the fear of God. So even when you are praying, not just praying for a leader, and even praying for yourself, that God will raise you up as a leader in your field, in your area, in your home, in your community. These are the things that are required of you. When one rules over people, when one rules over people, in righteousness, when he rules in the fear of God. The God of Israel spoke, the rock of Israel said to me, when one rules over people in righteousness, when he rules in the fear of God, give it to us in the next verse. Give us the next verse. What happens? When one rules, he is like the light of morning at sunrise on a cloudless morning, like the brightness after rain that brings grass from the earth. He brings nourishment, he brings resources, he brings success, victory, he brings guarantee. Do you understand? Of tomorrow. What you must look for, even in your own life, and that will set you apart and make us want you as a leader, is delighting in righteousness and delighting in the fear of God. Are we together? When you begin to see this and you begin to develop yourself, you never know where God is. You will know, because God will begin to hear. Your trajectory will begin to dawn more to you. Do you understand? God will begin to open more doors for you and set you apart. You begin to grow fast in him, and you fulfill more of your destiny. Are we together? Because God has great things in store for us, my dear brothers and sisters. God has great things in store for us. But he wants us to get these core values back and right in our lives. It doesn't matter how young you are. Don't say I'm too young. Start the fear of God, the ABC of Christianity. Start those building blocks and building it into yourselves. Because in the near future, just like Joseph was hastened out of prison and set in that position, the thing had already been inbuilt in him. Just like Daniel and the three Hebrew children were caught and brought up before the king. And when they inquired of them, they were 10 times, they were set apart. Do you understand what I'm saying? Things are going to move hidden because God is going to cut it short in righteousness. But the people that he's going to position are people that are already desiring and delighting in these truths that seem to be scarce. Because in this last days, there is a famine of the hearing of the word of God. But you are privileged. Let's bow our heads as we pray. I just want you to say a few words to God, what you have heard. Acknowledging God. I will acknowledge you. Help me. Set me in the path of the fear of God. Not to be afraid of you, but to respect and to fear you, to honor you. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. What is the conclusion of this whole thing that we're even doing? Coming to church, waking up every day. It is to fear God and keep his commandments. Don't bake apple pie when God is asking for chicken pie. The fear of the Lord, keeping his commandments. The fear of the Lord is the key to the treasure of wisdom. Where everybody is running up and down for, you know. Thank God for where you are. Don't compare yourself with others. You might not be in Yale. You might not be in Oxford. You might not be in Harvard. You fear God, God will begin to show you things. Guide you, lead you. Insights, concepts, ideas. Before you know it, they can even shoot you up to those particular places. Is the key to, God wants people that delight in his fear. And begin to say this thing and pray this thing. God, help me to delight in your fear. Help me to choose to fear you, to honor you, to humble myself before you, to submit to your will, even when I don't feel like it, especially in prayer. Is that time you want to pray that you feel like sleeping? Is that time you want to pray you remember that you need to call a friend? You need to watch a series that you've not watched. You need to watch a movie. You need to watch YouTube. You need to chat something. I submit to your will even when I don't feel like it, especially in prayer. Waking up early to pray. I submit to your will even when I don't feel like reading my Bible. That is the fear of God. I submit to your will even when I don't feel like it, especially in prayer. In Bible reading, and those very spiritual things, those spiritual things that your flesh doesn't want to do. Knowing the certainty of his judgment if I disobey. Not because God is going to bring a cane and beat you. It's just set into motion because a person has disobeyed. It's a law. Judgment is set into motion. But when you obey, mercy is set into motion. It reduces the judgment as you obey more. Do you understand? It's law that has been set into motion automatically. And so you want to obey so that the law, the right law, can work for you. It's not because God is wicked or he's looking for somebody to chase around. It's just that laws have been set into motion. And people that fulfill the laws, they succeed. They experience mercy. People that disobey the laws, something else happens. But God is merciful. Let's stand up on our feet as we pray together. It's just that same prayer we're going to pray. And we're just going to say that God should help us to delight in his fear. So we say, Lord, have mercy on us. One hand on your heart, one hand up. Lord, have mercy on us. In Jesus' name, we have life. I can't hear you. In Jesus' name, we have life. Father, thank you for your word on the fear of God. Lord, help us to fear you. We choose to fear God, humbling ourselves, submitting to your will, even when we don't feel like it, especially in prayer, knowing the certainty of your judgment if we disobey, and the security of your mercy when we obey. Grant us more humility of the fear of God, more humility and lowliness of heart. Help us to delight in your fear, to rejoice in your fear, to love, to fear you, to humble ourselves, to submit to your will regularly. Grant us mercy, grace, and help to do this all the days of our lives. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done In Jesus' name, amen. Let's pray in the spirit. Thank you, Father Pazaria. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the fear of God, Messiah, pouring out your spirit upon our hearts. Pour out your spirit, of the fear of God, Messiah, submitting to your will. Thank you, Rabbi Shaka. In Jesus' name, amen. Follow.